This is GQDN for November 20th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg, go get your drink stuff, including maybe a shaker. Put in the code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase in the checkout line. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales for you, as always, this time of year. Could there be a new strategy game coming out? And PlayStation Plus premiums gets a couple things to it. But we begin today with Eurogamer, and they are saying that there are two former Niantic employees that are suing Niantic. And that is because there are some sexual bias in the workplace. Now, this lawsuit will be in Los Angeles, and that'll be tomorrow. And that is by Niantic, which is looking for a dismissal of the case and maybe to move the matter to arbitration. Now, this original dispute did start in July when Niantic staff members were left jobless due to the company's moves. And the legal dispute did say that the company turned into a boys' club to where the females were paid less than the male colleagues. Now, there was another lawsuit that happened in September that turned into a class action suit that said that the company, quote, systematically devalued the work of female employees and especially women of color, including plaintiffs. We shall see what happens. Now, in the esports news, the MPL Invitational did suffer a viewership drop, which is the... Well, this comes to us from esportsinsider.com. And Bang Bang's One Esports MPL Invitational 2023 is not that popular anymore because their peak viewership was just under 575,000 people. Now, the Southeast Asian event, which did take place in the GBK Basketball Hall in Jakarta, did have an average of 165,198 people across 51 hours of airtime. And that's according to the esports charts. Now, the One Esports MPL Invitation in 2020 had a 723,856 viewers and had the peak of just over 1,700,000. And that was an average of 341,464. Numbers are hard, not just words. But yeah, it doesn't look that good. But we do like numbers here, so we'll keep an eye on it, of course. We also like actors, voice actors speaking, because IGN did say that David Hayter, which is a voice actor for Metal Gear Solid, and that could be for Metal Gear Solid 4, because he did say up on X, quote, had a pretty cool meeting on the other day, end quote. By the way, there was a picture between him and his character. So, could this mean that they are in talks for Metal Gear Solid 4. Well, we shall see. Now, PC Games N did say that there could be a game coming out in space. And right now, as far as I could read from the article, well, there is a name to it, Star Miner. And it is a strategy game that will focus on customization and the sci-fi things. And they are being developed by the team of Cool and Good Games, all one word. And that'll be published by Paradox Arc. So that's going to happen, apparently. But you, if you do play the game, you will begin with a single small hub ship and you go on the missions and all that stuff. Now, Star Miner will hit Steam Early Access in early 2024. So we'll say before June, for instance. We'll see what happens. Now, once again, bad me for not putting the notes together correctly. But we go back to Esports Insider because Miami Heretics and Gamergy will host the Call of Duty Major 2. And that'll be the 2024 Call of Duty League. And that's what the Miami Heretics will do on March 24th, 2024. But that will be a part of the Game Festival Gamergy. And the first edition of this celebration will be from March 21st to the 24th And it'll have 118,000 square foot Expedition Arena and the main stadium that will feature the esports competition. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, I did say in the opener, PlayStation Plus has a couple things going to it. And that is, according to IGN, 2 hours of Baldur's Gate 3 and 1 hour of Gollum Trial. So, yeah. So this could be like a possible, very possible game of the year, Baldur's Gate 3. And if you have PlayStation Premium, you will get 2 hours of free play. The screenshot that IGN does have is your regular price on the left, but the PlayStation Plus has subscribed to it. So that button, if you do have PlayStation Plus, would actually have like a play or something like that. So you could play Baldur's Gate 3, which is Dungeons and Dragons, or you can go to Lord of the Rings Gollum for 1 hour. Now, Gollum did not get received that well, where Baldur's Gate 3 is just massive. So, I'm just stating facts, not opinion. Now, GG Mania did say that Enclave HD for PlayStation 5 will launch December 5th. Now, this is going to be a third-person action RPG called Enclave, and it is published by Ziggurat Interactive. Now, Enclave HD did first launch for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch back on June 29th. So the HD version is going to PlayStation 5. Now, Microsoft did something very, very interesting. IGN reports that they basically took the Steam City Builder Against the Storm for Game Pass for PC. So, Against the Storm was going to have an early access next month, and 1.0 would have a new game mode, and that's what the publisher Hooded Horse did announce. But Microsoft said no, because they're putting it on Game Pass, and the release date will be December 8th, and Against the Storm will launch on Microsoft Store as well as Game Pass itself. So, it'll be up on Xbox Series X and S, most likely, because it's on Game Pass. Now, here's a bit of a problem. If you have some NVIDIA GPUs on order, you might not get it on time. PC Games did say that, and some of the GPUs would actually come out in 2024. Now, that would be the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4080, the GeForce RTX 4070 Ti, and maybe some other stuff there as well. But they are available, at least some of them for pre-orders, and some of them are available now. So just be careful what you buy. Now, let's get into a little bit of games and maybe some more news about games instead of hardware, because Nintendo Everything did say that Barstella Abyss is coming to Switch. Not this year, but in February 29. So what is this game? Well, this is a roguelike strategy RPG, which you could empower your party with constellations. You have dungeons to explore, and you be the protagonist that is in a, quote, drunken world, end quote. So, we'll see how that game does. Speaking of said Nintendo, according to the UK charts via NintendoLife.com, Super Mario couldn't get into the top 5, at least not yet. Right now, Super Mario RPG, not Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Super Mario RPG is 6th. Super Mario Brothers Wonder is 5th. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 is now 4th. EA Sports FC 24 is 3rd. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is now 2nd place. And Hogwarts Legacy takes the top spot. If I just looked at that number 1 spot, I could have sworn it was last February, or this past February, when this list would come out. But, nope. Oh, by the way, Nintendo now has an eShop sale going on. That's from Nintendo Everything. And there is a big old list right here. I'm only going to go through a couple of them, such as Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2. Now $13. That's a combination, people. Dark Souls Remastered, now $20. Dreamlight Valley, thank you Disney, $42. You can look up Dragon Quest Builders and 1 and 2. Dragon Quest 11. There you go. I like that one. That one was good. Minecraft Legends is also on sale. Super Mario Odyssey, $40. And some Elder 5 Skyrim expansion types are at different prices, but they are on sale. Oh, and Zelda's Link's Awakening is also on sale. Go take a look. I got them in the GQDN show notes on Discord. Become a Patreon. You see them. And we will end today with you seeing something. Once again, I'm PlayStation heavy today, because IGN did say that the gift cards are on sale too. Okay, so the $30 one is $27. That's on Amazon. And the $70 one is $63. Yeah, it is good to give gifts. Yes, it is. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.